Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Askew and he is out, Consolo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Herzog moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0 for 1 in the game. Pfister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog bunts towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pfister hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Powell reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball towards center. Brandt catches it and throws to second to double up Tartabull. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Askew. Breeding moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Temple hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Cimolai reaches second base with a double. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards left. Del Greco settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Del Greco. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Boog Powell. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Charles moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Temple bunts towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Dick Williams pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Williams reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt is walked intentionally. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Brandt moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.